Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Cardinal Sports Zone Studio, this is Live with 55. What is up, Card Nation? Welcome to the July 8th edition of Live of 55. I'm your host, Jeremy Wauman. We are glad to bring you an episode of Live of 55 so good that people will think it has to land a new quarterback, even though we've got a really good one on the mic here. Those guys down the road make up the craziest stuff. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Tonight, we're going to talk about several things. Look, I've already come to the conclusion that it's the dead period. There's going to be a point in time, and by my emails, it's looking like it was this week that it started, that there's just not going to be a lot of UofL stuff going on. Yes, we've seen the Trey Lewis uniform pictures on Instagram earlier, Shinanu won his gold medal, stuff like that. But I'm going to start bringing you a little bit of character, a little bit of my personality in the situation, tell you some things that have been going on for me this week. I hope you like it. If you don't, send me a tweet at Jeremy_CSE. Tell me you don't like the personal stuff, and I'll probably ignore it and keep on doing it anyway. You can call on the show, tell me what you think, 914-338-0180 if you don't feel like tweeting me. As always, you can follow Team CSE on Twitter, at Jeremy_CSE, at Stephen Rummage, at Justin Renck, that's R-E-N-C-K, at Daryl Faust 4, and at Card Sports Zone. Or go on Facebook, like us on Facebook, make it Facebook official. That way we know it's real and that you love us. Also, don't forget you can catch us Saturday mornings. You can catch Steve Rummage, Justin Renck, me from time to time, 93.9 DeVille, ESPN. Listen, like it, call in, text in. It's good stuff. Steve and Justin are doing a great job over there. All right. So tonight we're going to talk about a variety of different things. I got this week in Cardinal Athletics, pretty short list. We're going to go over some of that stuff. NBA Summer League, going to go over that stuff. The weirdest thing, let's start off with this. Take my watch off, sit over the side. Let's start with this. I took my niece Ashlyn to Chuck E. Cheese today. And now before y'all go on, I know, trust me, I found out today it's not the same Chuck E. Cheese it was when we were growing up. Instead of having a huge stage with the mouse cheese holes underneath where you can run underneath, this was just, there was one puppet. It was very small, and it was evidently Chucky has evolved into a disc jockey. I don't know. Well, we're sitting there eating our pizza, and somebody come out. Well, if she's listening, it was actually Chucky. If she's not listening, it was somebody dressed as Chucky. Come out and started asking all the kids to follow him around. So I'm like, all right, this is fun. They're following him around the entire building. They finally go back up about 5 feet from where we started after about a 5 minute walk. And he starts asking, and it was four little girls. And he asked them to start dancing. Okay. Cute dance. Said he'd give them some tickets if they danced. The dude starts throwing the tickets in the air like he's making it rain. And I'm sitting here thinking, man, this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in my life. I called my, maybe I overreacted a little bit, but obviously she didn't see it the same way I seen it. But I was like, there's no way that you're going to have my niece dancing for tickets. That never will she do that ever. So long story short, never going back to Chuck E. Cheese again. Thought I'd share that with you. A couple people I've shared it with today thought it was hilarious. Funny to me now. It wasn't funny when it was happening. But shout out to Chuck, trying to get his hustle on a whole different way from when he was when we were growing up. I also want to talk a little bit about 4th of July. I want to hear how y'all's 4th of July went. Give me a call, 914-338-0180. I went up to Indianapolis to hang out with my family, with my dad's side of the family. Completely different than my mom's side of the family. My mom's side of the family is real laid back. Cool, you know, cool, calm, collected. And I'm not saying that my dad's side of the family is not cool, calm, and collected, but they are just wild. They let it all I love them. You know, they just let it all hang out, for lack of better words. And, you know, we had a blast. We went up on my aunt's. She lives in a gated community. Their homes are all around a lake. So we sat at the lake. My brother evidently found a small arms dealer to buy fireworks from, and he blew up half of the lake. It was amazing, amazing, amazing time. So we had a blast, cooked out, hung out with family. It was a good time all in all. We got a caller already. Caller, you are on Live with 55. What's going on tonight?
Hey, Jeremy and Sean, how's it going?
All right, and that's our first caller. We're hanging up. No, I'm just kidding. What's going on, Sean? How you doing tonight, my man?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. How you been?
Man, I've been doing great. Was just letting everybody know about my 4th of July and my Chuck E. Cheese escapade today. What'd you do for your 4th of July, Sean?
Let's see here. I went to the waterfront, actually. I went down to the waterfront, saw the Louisville Orchestra, saw the fireworks down there. Also, just happened where I stood, our esteemed Congressman John Yarmuth stood right behind us, right behind the side of, you know, got down there, saw a lot of interesting characters. I saw a...
coming from you, that means something.
I saw, like, a UK fan with midriff top. Yeah. For whatever reason, she had a midriff top on, but she did not need to have a midriff top on. And, you know...
Ew.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, it sounds like it was bad. Sean, why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you stay on the line with me while I go through the show topics and stuff, and if you see something directed at me, or how about this? If you all want to send me a question, tweet myself and Sean, or Sean, this is just totally on the fly, so it wasn't really advertised. So if y'all want to ask us a question, but you're too shy to get on the air, send one of us a question, and he'll bring it to my attention. You better not interrupt me, though, or I'll slap him silly. No. Going forward, yeah, you know, we had a great time, too. I was just telling him, you know, we went up to my aunt's house, blew a lot of stuff up, grilled some food. It was America, bro. America.
Yeah, I went with my sisters. Now, the night before, I did some fun stuff. I went to see Jurassic World with That was a really good movie, by the way. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Okay, I've heard about. No, I haven't seen it because up until this point, I've heard 10 people that seen it, and 4 of them said it was the worst thing they've ever seen in their entire life. And 2 of them said it was just okay. So, I mean, I need to get more feedback before I make an opinion, though. I'm not going to waste my money going to see it if it's not, you know, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It depends on who you talk to because, see, I was
right.
A fan of the original Jurassic Park. So, you know, obviously, it was
right.
Very good to me. It was almost like homage, whatever they say. I don't know how to pronounce that word anymore. Some people say
right
homage, some people say homage.
Yeah, it's homage. You had it right the first time.
Yeah, some people see it as homage to the first movie, and we like it. I like it because of that. Now, if you're seeing it as a standalone movie, I will say some of the acting in it is B-movie kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But
heard that.
The special effects are nice. I'll say that.
All right, Sean, let me ask your opinion on this. All right, so we're going into a cold period of U of L sports. Do you mind? Do you like or not like the idea of there being a little bit more talked about than just U of L sports? I mean, this is Live with 55. It's not Live with U of L sports. It's not Live with only what Jeremy wants to talk about. It's for you guys. So would you be interested in listening to some of, I mean, I'm going to get to the U of L stuff here in a second. We're going to go right into that here in a minute. But what do you think about the other stuff being discussed? Do you care what I do in my everyday life, or would you just rather me shut up and talk about Louisville stuff?
No, I like the difference. I like the different stuff. I like You know, it doesn't have to be all about U of L. It's kind of fun to get different things, talk about different things, variety shows, so to speak, and sprinkle in U of L in between.
All right, cool. I wanted to get some opinions, so that's good to hear. So before I get into the U of L stuff, I've got one gripe. And this is a uniform gripe. This is not a uniform like our uniform. But this applies across the board. People, I'm 6'7" and 350 pounds, down from 500 pounds. So I'm giving myself a pat on the back now because I can reach it where I couldn't before. Just because I'm 6'7" does not mean I want to. This is a grocery store. I have two gripes about the grocery store. First off, I'm sorry that you're only 5'3". I do not want to reach and grab stuff while I'm grocery shopping off the top shelf. I'll do it because I'm a nice guy, but that's not what I go. I don't go to do your grocery shopping too. All right. Second gripe is, for the last couple weeks, I don't know why. Maybe there's a sign on my back. Maybe I put it out on Twitter. I don't know. But people have been walking up to me, and I went and said, we went up to my, like I said, I went up to my aunt's in Indy Saturday, so we didn't get home to real, real late. My wife was at work, and so I decided to stay with my mom and dad. So when I went grocery shopping Sunday, I went to get some food to cook them a good lunch because I was going to be there for a while. And while I was at the grocery store, I had three different people walk up to me and ask me, hey, have you ever had these before? Hey, have you... Because I'm 350 pounds, do I look like I've eaten every food at Kroger's? I don't know. I'm just not sure about that. So just want to get those gripes out. I'm sure Sean has people asking him to get stuff off the top shelf all the time.
Guess so not. You don't like to have to be the person that has to grab everything for everybody, and you don't like to be the person just
Sean, I need you to stay with me. Stay with me here. Stay awake. You're on the show. Stay awake long enough to be on the show.
Okay.
No, I don't like being the person to have to. And then my second gripe was, since I'll re-explain to you, since obviously you weren't here for that part. People have been coming up and asking me what certain foods taste like. Like, because I'm 350, I've eaten everything that Kroger sells.
Okay, that's kind of bad. I'm not going to go up to somebody random. I don't care if they're 350. I don't care if they're 150. I'm not going to walk up to somebody completely random and just go, do you happen to know what this tastes like?
Three times, Sean, that happened to me Sunday. I was asked how Kroger brand potato chips tasted. I was asked if I ever ate the Grippo's barbecue sauce, which I haven't. I'm intrigued by it, so that kind of makes me look bad because I was like, no, but I'd like to try it. And then I forgot what the third thing was, but it's like, it's just ridiculous. All right, enough of the chicanery, enough of the tomfoolery. Let's get to this week in Cardinal Athletics. First off, as most of you all know, this was our one-year anniversary of being in the ACC. Phenomenal 1 year as far as I'm concerned. You got people down the road saying, oh, we still beat you in the Director's Cup. You beat us in the Director's Cup because seven of the sports that you scored high in, we don't even – gymnastics, rifling, or men's and women's gymnastics, rifling. I forgot what the other ones were. I really don't care enough to look them up. Those were ones that were just in the tweet. We are the only – I think I also seen this today. We were the only school in the nation that ranked in the top three in attendance for both men's and women's basketball. We do well in the big sports. You know, you can have your rifling. That's fine with me. But nevertheless, I don't want to make it about them. This show's about us. A great 1 year as far as I'm concerned. On Sunday, Shinanu Onowaku helped lead, and I don't care what you say. You may be one of the people like me that were really rough on Shinanu this past year. I watched these USA under-19 games, and the intangibles just blew my mind. The deflections, the intimidation that led to missed shots, just tap outs. Whatever is not recorded on the stats, he was. And then, of course, he was getting steals every game, rebounds. Shooting his underhanded free throws, just phenomenal. And then on Saturday morning, I get word, and Monday morning, that Mango's out there killing it for the Australian national team. So I'm glad that these guys, these were the question marks as far as I was concerned coming into the year, were our bigs. I'm glad that that's being addressed. And, of course, as always, if you have anything to add about Sununu, Mango, or anything else, give us a call, 914-338-0180. We're going to go on until I get all my topics in or until y'all stop calling. So let's make it fun tonight. It was also stated today that Louisville had the second, behind Ohio State, had its second best college sports season. So I don't know how we finished so far behind in the director's cut, but we had the second best college sports season, probably because that only considers the big sports. But nevertheless, that was good to hear. Also, to get some news out, the 2015 Women's Clinic, Coach Petrino will be holding that July the 24th. That's always a fun – I've got some friends whose wives go and do that, and that's always a fun time. This new series that they've got, and you can find it on I believe U of L, if you go to at U of L football, that you can check the tweets out there. I know that Justin has been posting them on Cardinal Sports Zone. It's called the Red Zone. This week they had a really interesting one that had the quarterbacks Bolin, Bonifon, Gardner in it. One with L.D. Scott this week, one with Kenny Thomas, and one with Coach Lamar Thomas, Coach L.D. Scott. So that's been a really, really interesting series that they've had. This week also, Sheldon Rankins was named to the preseason Benaric watch list. Brandon Radcliffe named to the Maxwell list. James Quick named to the Hornet list. So that's a pretty good spot for us to be in. I know that, I have friends that do cheer for Kentucky, and they were absolutely excited to get one guy on one of the lists. No, we got three. And I'm not saying that beats them. I'm just saying that just shows you how much of an impact that is. So that's great to hear. Now let's get into some recruiting stuff. Now normally I leave this stuff to Steve, and I know this is something that Sean's interested in hearing, so hopefully he'll stay awake for this part too. I've been talking to some sources. Oh, you're listening. Good. Sean is up, and now I don't have anything to worry about. People have been talking a lot about Des Fitzpatrick and saying, well, including myself, when Harbaugh got that Michigan job, I thought that Fitzpatrick was as good as gone. Actually, the sentiment around people until about a week ago was that he was more than likely still going to flip at some point. Got some friends in this camp that I finally got the chance to sit down and talk to this week. And I heard things such as 1,000% committed to the Cards. No way he's going to flip. He's not made like that. His father has taught him better than to disrespect a program and change his mind like that. So if that makes you feel any better, it certainly makes me feel a whole lot better. And then also, and this is something – I'm going to have to – I do this every week, and it's not to blow smoke, and it's not for any other reason, but it's true. But Steve Rummage has – and this saga has been one of those where at first he made a prediction, and after about 6 weeks of this guy's top three changing every week, he was like, I'm not making a prediction no more. I don't really care anymore because it doesn't look like this kid even knows what he wants to do. July 16th. Juwan Pass makes his decision. Steve's been saying he was going to be a Cardinal. Thought he was going to be a U of L guy. Today, one of the top guys on the crystal ball flipped his choice from Alabama to Louisville, which in a chain reaction started getting a lot more chatter. Steve called it. I'm going to stand behind him. I'm going to say that he's a Cardinal, so that means he's probably not going to be. But, no, appreciate – okay, Sean, are you checking the Twitter feed? I got people tweeting me.
Oh, yes, I'm checking it as we speak.
All right. Well, here's one thing. I'm going to get off the Juwan Pass thing. Just to say, Doug, I will not grab the jar of peanut butter for you. I'm just kidding. I'd grab anything for you, buddy, on a grocery shelf, that is. funny guy. He's always giving me a hard time. But Juwan Pass, Louisville Cardinal, I'm calling it. Steve called it. I don't know anything about recruiting, so when Steve tells me something, I've learned to pretty much get behind it. And Beast Mode's tweeting me, telling me he can't listen and tweet at the same time. So, but thanks for listening, though, Beast Mode, and at least you're staying awake, unlike Sean was. Also, a very, very interesting fact that I was told this week, and only because, well, me and Steve were talking about it. Terry Rozier, we're going to go into the Summer League stuff. And I know Steve has a lot more about the Summer League he wants to talk about and recruiting this Saturday, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN. Join him. I know he's working on getting a guest. I'm not sure if that's finalized or not, so I won't say who it is. But going to have a lot. Justin will be in the studio with him, and they will be talking recruiting in Summer League. There's been some talk about I forgot who it was. It was one of the local journalists brought up the fact that what would the feasibility be of bringing the NBA Summer League to Louisville. So I would be one of the guys that would be behind that. But back to what I was saying, Terry Rozier, 16th pick overall in the NBA draft. Do you know what other Cardinal, Sean, I'm putting you on the spot. What other Cardinal was picked 16th overall in the draft?
What other Cardinal all time?
Just pick one.
Huh?
Just pick one. 16th overall.
I'm gonna go local. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Francisco. I think that's wrong. I'm gonna go Francisco.
Clifford Rozier. Both Roziers picked 16th overall. I thought that was real cool. I forgot what me and him were, or we were talking. That's what it was. We were talking about lottery picks, and I was like, well, I think Cliff Rozier was in the lottery, and I Googled it, and I was like, oh, he was just outside the lottery. He was at 16th, and he's like, oh, that's funny. Terry Rozier was 16th as well. So we had some Rozier twins on. So if your last name is Rozier and you play anywhere in the country, come to Louisville if you're decent, and we'll get you picked 16th overall in the NBA draft. But let's transition into the Summer League stuff. Yesterday, Russ went for 20, hit a game winner in sudden death. By the way, absolutely hate sudden death. I played in some rec leagues that were sudden death. I've been on the beneficiary side twice. I've been in sudden death overtime games, won the city championship on one of them. Thank God I had a 7-footer and then had 6'10 Terrence Farley on my team, or that could have got ugly real quick. But hate that. But it was against Peyton Siva in the Orlando Magic Blue, I guess. Siva and Russ both have looked really solid. Rozier has been – they put out a story today, and the title was Rozier shining for the Celtics in Salt Lake City despite two early losses. I'm loving what Rozier's doing. Wayne has looked decent. He looked decent in his first game. He looked a little shaky the second game. But for some reason, Kentucky fans are absolutely – I will talk about Kentucky fans for a second. I'm not going to say – try not to say anything bad about it. But Wayne came out yesterday, I'm assuming. This is the way they spun it, so it made – this could be from 4 years ago. I don't know. But stated that playing at Louisville forced him to sacrifice his individual game and become a team player. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the way that you're supposed to play college basketball. You're supposed to, and I don't think he was saying anything bad, but of course Kentucky Sports Radio posted an article on their site today running down Rick and made it seem like Wayne was running down Rick. Don't think he was running him down at all. I don't think it had anything to do with it. They just find anything to talk about and make a story out of it. We got a caller on the line. Caller, you are live with 55. Who am I talking with?
Wes Brown.
Wes Brown. What is going on, my man?
Nothing much. How you been?
Man, I have been fantastic. Living the dream. Chilling. Our buddy Sean is co-hosting with me tonight.
How's it going,
Wayne? Oh, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
You know, just working and playing.
Okay, that's enough from you, Sean. All right, so tell
oh,
us,
God.
Look, tell, you already knew I was going to do that to Sean. What did you do on, because I've been asking everybody calling in, what did you do on your 4th of July? Just give me a real quick synopsis, and we'll start with that one.
Okay, well, for me, I just enjoyed a little bit of time with my son. I didn't get to stay with him and watch the fireworks, but I spent time with him because it was daddy's son weekend, and then he went home early, and I stayed at home and had some vodka and had a great old time.
Oh, okay. Remember, this is a PG show.
I'll put that.
You mean you sat around and had some Gatorade?
Yes, I had Gatorade. We'll call it that. I had Gatorade and had a lovely time watching the fireworks from the porch.
Spiced Gatorade. That's the best kind of Gatorade I hear. I'm sitting here sipping on a lovely G2 at the moment.
Oh, that's what's up. I meant to ask you, how was your vacation?
It was good. Like I was telling Sean and everybody earlier, we went up to the lake, blew some stuff up, grilled some meat. It was America. America. That's all I can say about it.
But I'm gonna have to. I feel that. But I'm gonna have to follow up on what you were talking about Wayne sacrificing his own game for the team. I agree with you 100% because that's what you're supposed to do. It's a team game. There's no I in team. You're not gonna win a championship by yourself or any wins at all without your team. So. I didn't know that UOK posted an article until you just said something.
It was posted, and the only reason I know, don't be flattered, Kentucky fans, and think that I go tune in to that site. I don't. I just happen to see it posted all over my Facebook, and it was a little bit ridiculous, so I was like, all right, I'm just going to click on it. Oh, and I'm just going to say this. One of the comments that was on the thread, now, it was very, very insensitive, and understand I'm just reading what this person said, so I do not in any way agree or concur with what was said, but the exact quote was, it's obvious that if you go to Louisville, it's pretty much the same thing as the days of slavery.
What?
End quote.
Wait.
Let me repeat. For those that you didn't hear me, playing basketball at U of L is exactly like the days of slavery. Now, I'm going to delve into that for a second. First off, you guys are idiots if you even think that's anywhere close to being true. Okay? I will say this. The next three people told this guy he was an idiot, and it was no wonder that Louisville fans and the whole nation thought that they were idiots as a whole, because statements like that are a norm on that website. It was just ridiculous. I didn't even finish the article. I seen that comment. I clicked off. I read the replies, and I clicked off. I was like, that's just the stupidest thing I think I've ever heard of in my entire life.
And I guarantee, no offense to – I guarantee – he wasn't a Kentucky nor a Louisville fan. He was just saying it just to say it.
No, I think he was a Kentucky fan, because I will say this much, and I'm blessed to follow on Twitter and know a bunch of Kentucky fans that are not that way. But I also, on the flip side, I've had to delete friends off of Facebook that have called me homophobic slurs after wins, losses, not even games they were playing in. When Louisville wins, or whenever Louisville wins or loses, they would cuss me out, call me racial slurs, even though we were both of the same race. And so, yeah, I 100% believe that it was a real fan. But Wes, I want you to hold on with me as well. I'll let you finish the show out with me. We've got another caller. This is just a party line tonight. We're going to have a party. We got a caller calling in from a different area code. I've got fans in I can't say I've got bros in different area codes. There we go. Calling in from the 270. Caller, you are on live with 55. Who am I talking with? All right, we're waiting for it to come in. It's coming. All right, caller, you're on live with 55. Who am I talking to?
Hi, what's going on, dude? It's Brian. How you doing?
Brian, what's going on, my man? I'm doing great tonight. I got all my friends on the line. We're just having a party.
I know, dude. I've been listening. It's been a pretty good show, but first thing I want to delve into is there's a lot of reasons I despise Kentucky fans. Not so much players or university, but just the fans. And one of those is it's purely the filth that permeates on that website. I'm not even going to name it, but the comment sections in there is just some of the most ridiculous things. And I'm sure you could do a whole show on why you despise UK fans.
Yeah, Brian, believe it or not, that was the first time I've ever looked at that website. I didn't know what it looked like. And just some of the comments I've seen on it, just it sickened me. And it was just ridiculous, to be honest.
Right. And the other thing is, as far as Wayne's obviously, he's saying things, you know, he's trying to help out his chance at getting on NBA team. But the one thing that I would say is there's a lot of things I don't agree with what Pitino does, such as riding freshman hard or that stuff. But I think the biggest thing that held Wayne Blackshear back was Wayne Blackshear. And it was not the physical ability. It was in between the ears there. We saw glimpses of what he could be, but that was, you know, once in a blue moon. I thought we had something. I mean, I love Wayne, but I thought we surely had a superstar after the Final Four game. But I just don't know. He just settled into being a role player. And, I mean, he won us a title, but I just think he could have maybe drove more, certainly.
Absolutely.
But I don't think that was something Pitino told him to stand in the corner. I'm sure he was pushing Wayne to drive and draw fouls, but it just never translated to the court. So,
well, I will say this, and Brian, I'm gonna keep you on the line. I'm just letting everybody stay on the line until the show is over. I have no idea. Just stay on as long as you want.
Got it.
Here's what I will say. Wayne Blackshear is probably going to go down as one of the most underrated players that we've ever had, while being one of the most decorated players that we ever had as well. As far as Final Fours and success rate and record and so-so. I, too, thought when he come in, I was so excited for him to put on the uniform at Louisville. Then he didn't get to play till the end of the year, his freshman year. Then he had a breakout, like you, had the breakout in the Final Four, and I was like, we're really going to get a great kid. And I'm not saying he wasn't great. I don't want to sound like I'm downing him or anything, but if the true intention of his comments were to say that Coach P held him back, here's what I got to say about this. You guys know, I've been around the basketball program since about 2005 in one way or another, whether it's been my friends have played there, whether I babysat some of the players, whether I've covered the team or whatnot. And I can tell you this much. Wayne Blackshear had one heck of a senior year, and the summer going into his senior year had one heck of a year. He lived in the gym. But the first 3 years, he stayed in his room taking Instagram pictures with his girlfriend. If you followed him on Instagram, you know that to be true. And he has a beautiful girlfriend. I mean, who wouldn't want to lay up in the room with a beautiful girl all the time? I'm not going to knock him for that. But, like I said, if you followed him on Instagram, you've seen that all he did was take Instagram pics. He was in his room. I didn't see him in the gym. I seen my buddy Terrence Farley in the gym more Wayne's freshman, sophomore, and junior years at the Yum Center than I did see Wayne Blacks here. So, like I said, I'm not trying to knock him in any way. Have much, much respect for him. But if that was his true intentions, were in a hateful manner, that's all I can say about that. Now, if they weren't, then – you know, I digress, but, you know, why would you put something like that out? It just was very weird to me.
I think I'm going to chime in here. I think the reason why he did it was Brian actually mentioned it earlier, and I've seen it mentioned actually on Twitter too, and that is, I mean, he really is trying to make the roster, so he's trying to basically say you didn't get to see who I, what I can really do, who I really am as a player. And you could tell he's trying to ride the fine line because at the same time he's like, I love Coach Pitino, I love what he did for me, he's one bet, but at the same time he's trying to show that somehow he didn't get to showcases all his talents, which unfortunately I disagree with him on that. He had plenty of opportunity to showcase his talents. He just didn't do it for whatever reason.
And he did have a lot of injury. Let's not act like he wasn't injury plagued. He hurt his left shoulder, hurt his right shoulder, hurt his left shoulder again. You know, a plethora. Since Brian's using big words on my show, I have to use one too. A plethora of injuries throughout the time span of his work. No, I'm just kidding. You know, his time here. So, I mean, I think that's what held him back. I do agree with Wayne. I do think that he could have shown more, but I don't think it was because of Coach Pitino holding him back or making him a role player or asking him to become a team player. That's what you're supposed to do in college. You're supposed to play team basketball, and the great players can play it and still shine. And like I said, I mean, I'm not knocking the kid. I truly think when it's all said and done, Wayne's going to be one of those guys that are people that in 20 years they're going to be like, who's one of the most successful U of L Cardinals? And people are going to name 10 people, and then somebody's going to be like, you can't forget Wayne Blackshear. That kid went to the Final Four 2 years, Sweet 16, you know, Elite Eight. You know, I mean, he's one of the most successful Cardinals that we've had. And I think that's going to be overlooked because of the mediocrity of his statistics. Yeah. So I guess that's all I've got to say about that then. So, all right, guys. Well, y'all have anything else for me?
I just got one last thing. And I swear I'm off. I'm getting off Wayne's back because he brought us the banner. He brought us Final Fours. But for a player of his caliber, or I mean what could have been, I thought his ball handling skills were kind of not what I expected them to be, and I think that really limited him. And that was something that I think if he spent more time in the gym those first 3 years, I think could have been corrected. I think it was just too little too late, and also the confidence factor, which I could chalk up to the injuries, but still, man, if he had been a gym rat those first 3 years as opposed to this last year and played his entire career like he did against Michigan State, I have no doubt that he would be on a roster right now. It's a shame, but I still love him. I thank him. But you just kind of wonder what could have been. But
two of the guys. Now, not excluding Taekwon and Francisco, because that's been well documented that they lived in the gym. There are two guys that it didn't matter when I went up to the Yum Center to work out with T, I'll call him T, Terrence, T, or no matter when we went up there to do drills, whatever. There are two guys that every time I went in there, I seen them. One of the guys slept out in his car in between working. That's how much he stayed up there. And that's two guys that I don't think get enough props from our fans, and that's Jared Swapshire and Angel Nunez. They lived in the gym at the Yum Center. Like I said, I seen Swap one night get up out of a sleep, roll, put his seat forward, get out of the car, and walk into the gym as I was walking into the gym with T. And then after we got done, he was out in the car. He got back in his car and put his seat back. So, and this was during the summer, so this wasn't. I don't believe that he had his regular housing agreement like he did, and maybe he did. Maybe he just loved playing basketball that much. I don't know what the deal was, but props to them. But Brian, it's been a pleasure. Thanks as always for calling in, and feel free to call in any week, any question, as long as it's not too weird.
Yeah,
Right, got it. Thank you for having me on here. I'm looking forward to next week. I'll see you
all
guys.
Thank you very much. All right, that was Brian from the 270, my buddy Brian. All right, guys. Wes, Sean, I thank you so much for coming on the show and staying on the show with me. Wes, I know how much. Let's ask this question. Let's put Wes on the spot. When are we going to get another episode of I'm Going to Need You to Do Better?
Man, that's been a long time overdue. I think I'm going to need you to do better Friday, if possible. Depends.
I'm going to need you to do better.
I do need me to do better. Man, there's been so much going on over here. Oh, I didn't get to tell you. I'm going to have to get my knee drained again.
That sounds painful.
Oh, it's painful. Oh, it's very painful. So now I got to wear.
Go ahead.
Do what?
No, I was just going to say we'll try to set something up for us to hang out this weekend. I don't know why I'm telling the whole world my plans for this weekend, but go ahead and listen in. if you can make it over Friday, let me know so I can be home. If you're not coming over, I've got some other stuff I was gonna do that I would gladly postpone. Yeah. No. It's like second tier, and if the people that are listening to me that I have plans with, I'm sorry, but you're second tier to my first circle of friends. So I apologize for that. But you know,
sorry,
and if not, maybe, sorry, second tier people. Still love you, just not as much as my main crew. But if you can't make it on Friday, maybe we'll figure out something for Friday or Saturday. But
I'll definitely be able to make it on Friday because I'm not doing anything at all. Like the only thing I probably will have to do is schedule myself for the doctor. If not, then I will definitely be out there. And even if I have to go to the doctor, I'll still be out there. So.
All right, Sean, I know it's been a long time since you've heard this, but want to hang out on Friday?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, you better be, because
I got a different place in the West, so he shows up here and we're not here. No, I'm just kidding. So we're going to have a blast on Friday. Maybe we'll even do an impromptu show on Friday. Who knows?
We definitely should.
But maybe so. All right, guys. Thanks, everyone, for listening in tonight. Go to CardinalSportsZone.com for all of your UofL-related news. As always, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/CSZ to listen to all archived episodes of Live with 55 or the old Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. Still some gems in there. Or you can go to iTunes and search for Cardinal Sports Zone. You can disregard my alarm going off in the background. You can find the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast from 93.9 DeVille via SoundCloud at cardinalsportszone.com/CSZ-on-93-9. I know that's a lot to say, but that's where you go to listen to them. Or listen in live on Saturdays at 10. Steve and Justin and myself, more so them too, there for your she's counting me down for your UofL pleasure. But I hope everybody has had a great week. And, again, thanks, Wes and Sean, for coming on. We'll do this again some other time very, very soon. This has been Live with 55. As always, Card Nation, stay blessed. I'm out. I'll see you next Wednesday night at 7:30. Yeah. I don't even know what time I'm on. Yeah. Yeah, 55.